all know a guy who only occasionally shaves for big occasions, and it's because that occasional shave really hurts. It's the time of year for big occasions, and yet there he is, suffering with that cheap drugstore razor. Let's help him out. Henson Shaving's line of razors, built with aerospace precision, deliver a smooth shave your dad, brother, and even son can enjoy, eventually. With replacement blades just 10 cents each, you'll buy it once, and they'll use it for life. How's that for the perfect gift? Celebrate with 100 free blades on your first purchase, and no subscription headaches. HensonShaving.com/holiday.
I missed him yesterday. I was busy with the American Cancer Society fundraiser down in Pinehurst Sunday and Monday, so I was not here. And I missed talking to my friend Will about the National Football League. And since the Panthers played Thursday, we didn't have to talk about him. We were going to talk about something else. Let's start with why the Buffalo Bills have suddenly become, I don't know, sort of the New York Jets. What's going on?
Yeah, the Bills' offense is fine-ish, but wasn't really fine-ish last night. And the Bills' defense can't stop anybody, including too many injuries. I mean, that's the bottom line. And look, I know we talked about this, I think, Adam. Absolutely, people are like rooting for the Bills to struggle, I think. I don't know what it is. Whether it's like Sean McDermott or Josh Allen or just like the city of Buffalo. I'm rooting for the Bills. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl for the season, so naturally I may be at fault here. But I think, like, for whatever reason, everybody is kind of like enthusiastic about the idea of the Bills being bad. And so it almost feels like self-perpetuating these struggles. But the reality is it is primarily injuries to the defense, I think, and play calling. You know, Ken Dorsey is not Brian Daboll. And I know Brian Daboll's not doing a good job with the Giants, but I mean, Ken Dorsey has struggled. I think Sean McDermott may have too much input on the play calling. And additionally, these defensive injuries have just been massive. I mean, you know, you lose Tre'Davious White, a top tier quarterback, and then Matt Milano, who's really the fulcrum piece of your defense. And it's hard to come back from that. And Pete Prisco said it best the other day. Their problem is they won't embrace the reality of the situation. They need to play with tempo. They need to let Josh Allen cook. And they need to understand that they don't have a great defense right now because they're just too injured. And I think they're trying to be a team that they can't be based on the injuries and the status of this roster.
Here's the problem, though. They turned it over four times yesterday. So I don't know. How is that going to get better by letting Josh Allen cook? He was responsible for three of the turnovers. He